The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, is back with me for the Tech Takeover. Jess, what is our TLDR this week?
This week we're taking a deeper dive into the TikTok ban that you may have heard bits and pieces about over the last 24 hours. Just to give you a bit of context here, this is proposed legislation up until yesterday that was working its way through the US legal process, and it's set now to go to the desk of Joe Biden. The question here relates to, can TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese parent company, can it be trusted to the extent where it is available and accessible to citizens of the United States? This legislation is now going to give TikTok, or ByteDance, the parent company, 1 year to sell the company of TikTok or face a ban from the United States.
Okay, so they have 1 year to do it. Is that it then? That's the end of it? They have to sell it or they'll be banned, or is there going to be legal challenges?
They will definitely be okay. Legal challenges. And this is already rumbling away. This has been slow enough to progress over the last little while. And at every turn, TikTok and their parent company, ByteDance, have said that this is outrageous. It's preposterous. It's, you know, a breach of people's freedom to utilize the internet and engage on platforms and so on. So there are absolutely going to be questions. But for anyone who thinks this is farcical and it will not come to pass, do you remember Huawei or Huawei, as we used to call them?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember them? They were like on track to be one of the biggest phone manufacturers, rivaling the likes of Apple and Samsung. And a few years ago, when Donald Trump was president, he really didn't like Huawei because they were a Chinese-owned company.
Yeah.
He banned them from the US. He kicked them off. It led to Google separating ties with Huawei. And now, I couldn't tell you the last time I reviewed a Huawei phone. So this isn't just a US story. It's going to have wider implications.
I mean, but is this just kind of traditional American political anxiety over the Chinese? It's kind of, there's reds under the bed. You know, are there actual genuine kind of concerns and question marks about how they process data compared to how Meta or Twitter process data?
American companies?
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, in other words, are they just doing what lots of American social media companies are doing, but they have the gumption to be doing it and not be American?
No. So I think the big issue, there's absolutely, I'm sure, an element of that. However, the bigger issue is that the parent company ByteDance is based, the HQ is in China. And the US is alleging that Chinese law, there are provisions in Chinese law that could see the Chinese government compel ByteDance to either hand over data compiled and collated by the company or be utilised for spying purposes. Now, it should be noted that TikTok isn't actually allowed in China, nor is Instagram or Facebook or any other social media platform. They're not allowed in those. TikTok is actually HQ'd in Singapore. So that's the big contention here, is that Chinese law, there's provisions in there that, again, according to the US, allege that the company could be compelled to hand over data, which is obviously massively concerning. Mm. Also, remember last year, because it happened here in Ireland as well, different governments and different government bodies all told their staff to remove TikTok from their phones.
Oh, yeah.
That to me...
What about the TikTok Taoiseach?
Well, that's a separate case entirely. But that to me does show that this isn't just America being okay. America against a company. I do think there are significant concerns. There's also been instances, and there have been cases that have been publicised, where TikTok and the processing of data was far from ideal. So I personally don't have TikTok on my phone. And it's not because I'm worried about them spying on me. It's because it's a time drain and I don't have 8 hours of my life to watch kids dancing or whatever. But when you do see governments and different state bodies encouraging and, you know, demanding that staff don't have the app on official devices, it does cause you to stop and go, I wonder here. ByteDance are saying that they will not entertain the notion of selling the company. They have a year to do so. Now, if they decide not to sell it, what could happen is that the US could enforce the likes of Apple and Google to kick the TikTok app off the store. But that's going to cause a whole host of implications to the digital economy in the United States.
We've got Pat Carthy on the soapbox at six, and he would love this. This would be grist to his mill. He wants to get lots of other things off. A big online cull of social media he'd like to see. I did think it was interesting, just as an aside, Ed Markey, the Democratic senator from Massachusetts, who is opposing the ban, and not because he doesn't think it poses a national security risk, but he thinks it's all a distraction, that we should instead be addressing the root of the mental health crisis by targeting big tech, in the broader sense, pernicious privacy invasion business model of teenagers and children in our country. I think there's something to be said for. Anyway,
absolutely.
Jess, what is your tech tip this week?
Collect your air miles.
Oh, I heard all this now last week in person, but like, please share with the nation.
No, because I genuinely don't understand people who don't collect their air miles. You get access to lounges, you can upgrade your seat, sometimes you can get upgraded to Notions class. There's a whole host of benefits.
Did you have to use it to move your seat away from myself and the producer on the flight to America last week, which Jess did? She had a look at where she was sitting. She went up to Aer Lingus and said, I'm not sitting any, I don't care where.
Can I explain?
Just not near them.
Can I explain?
It's actually happened.
I did do that, yeah. But it was out of niceness for Patter the producer, because I just thought, if he wants to sleep on the flight, he doesn't want to be falling asleep on my shoulder. So I was actually being sound.
Sure.
Or else I'm just antisocial. One or the other. But if you are a regular traveller for work, my top tip would be to book through the one airline if you can. So Aer Lingus has a great one, American Airlines, United Airlines. They all have brilliant loyalty clubs. If you book via the app, very often you get extra points. You get extra tier points as well as extra air miles. If somebody is booking a ticket on your behalf, so say there's a group of us going away for the show next week to somewhere else, and someone's booking on our behalf, what I always do is give my air club number, my membership number. It's a long number. You give it to whoever's booking the flight. And if I'm flying Aer Lingus or any of their associated airlines, I can build up the points. Also worth noting, certain airlines like British Airlines and Aer Lingus and a whole host of others use this points system called Avios. So say if you do your weekly food shop in Supervalu, and then you go down to Kildare Outlet on Saturday and buy yourself a new shirt. And then you go online and you buy yourself new Nike trainers.
Yeah.
All of those things will get you points on Avios that you can then convert into into money off flights, off hotels, all the rest when you book through the portal. It costs you nothing to do. Sign up now. If there's an airline that you often fly with, sign up right now. Have the app on your phone. Collect your air miles and reap the rewards.
That is a great tech tip this week. What is your tech rec?
My tech rec is an app that I found over the last few days, because it wasn't raining there for about 6 seconds.
It's going to rain tomorrow, apparently.
God, you're the beacon of great news. But anyway.
A bit colder today. Notice I had shorts on for my morning walk, my morning constitution. But anyway.
Okay.
A chilly northerly breeze. Rain tomorrow.
And you say I'm boring. So if you're looking for stuff to do over the next few days, and if there is a break in the weather, there's an app called Hiker. H-I-I-K-E-R. It's free. It's an Irish app, and it'll give you the best walking and hiking routes around the country. There is the option to pay if you want certain extra features. I've never paid for it. It's completely free for all the stuff that you'd want in terms of guided routes and whatever it is. So if you are taking a staycation or you want to explore where you live a little bit further and you're looking for fun walks and hikes, it's Hiker.
Hiker with two I's.
That's the one.
H-I-I-K-E-R. Jess's Tech Rec this week. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.